frozen frustration.
Oh, my God!
President Trump's nuclear boast.
My button's bigger than your button.
Artificial intelligence and modern medicine.
Could spot heart disease and some cancers faster.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Simmons Beauty Rest.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. At least 13 deaths have been blamed on the stretch of brutally cold weather that's setting records in nearly every state. One of those deaths in a 75-car pileup on the snowbound thruway in western New York.
You couldn't see a gosh darn thing in front of you. Everything was blurry. There was a complete whiteout.
CBS's DeMarco Morgan looks at the nationwide numbers.
Indianapolis tied a 131-year record low of minus 12 degrees.
Only thing I could think of is Alaska or the Arctic.
It was actually warmer Tuesday in Anchorage, Alaska, than in New York City.
It is chilling. It really stings the face.
And in Chicago, where it has been more than a week since temperatures reached at least 20 degrees.
You thought you were cold last year. You thought you were cold last month, but you weren't cold. Now you're cold.
And it's a trying time in much of the South.
Record cold weather will set the stage for a rare snow and ice storm for coastal areas of the Southeast. Bluffton, South Carolina Police Department spokeswoman Joy Nelson.
Ice is going to be an issue. There are a lot of people who live down here who have never had to deal with ice before.
Drew Langford is with the Public Works Department in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
If it starts out as rain, we're going to have a sheet of ice really quick.
More than 6 inches of snow could fall in parts of eastern North Carolina, including the Outer Banks. Many schools will be closed or have delayed openings today in Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Raleigh, North Carolina.
And some 50 miles of Florida's I-10 has been closed due to ice. President Trump says he's got a bigger and more powerful nuclear button than North Korea's leader, putting the rhetoric between the two nations into overdrive. We go to the White House now. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
As Kim Jong-un talks of a nuclear button on his desk, the North is said to be on the cusp of another missile test this week or next. Last night, Mr. Trump tweeted, "Will someone from his depleted and food-starved regime please inform him that I, too, have a nuclear button, but it is a much bigger and more powerful one than his, and my button works." Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president remains committed to his strategy of applying maximum pressure on North Korea while he urges the international community to join him.
This is not just a United States threat. This is a global threat.
I asked Sanders yesterday if Mr. Trump's current strategy brings the world closer to the brink of war or whether it staves it off. She said only this.
We're going to keep all of our options on the table.
Steve.
Asia correspondent Ben Tracy tells us North and South Korea have reopened a hotline that had gone cold.
This communication channel that we've been talking about between these two countries, it actually exists. It's set up in a border area called Panmunjom. That's inside the joint security area of the demilitarized zone. But North Korea basically shut down that hotline about 2 years ago. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has offered to come to the table for talks with the North without preconditions and in advance of the Winter Olympics, which will take place next month in South Korea. Now, that contradicts the latest stance of the Trump administration, which has said talks could only occur if North Korea ends its nuclear program.
Some new members of the U.S. Senate will be welcomed today. CBS's Allison Keyes is in Washington.
Alabama Democrat Doug Jones will be sworn in after his hard-fought defeat of Republican Roy Moore in a special election amid sexual misconduct allegations. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith is also set to be sworn in to replace outgoing Democrat Al Franken, who resigned amid sexual misconduct accusations.
Well, set to leave the Senate when his term ends, 83-year-old Utah Republican Orrin Hatch. On Twitter, President Trump calls Hatch a tremendous supporter. The decision has raised talk of a political comeback by former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney, who lives in Utah. Political scientist Larry Sabato says Romney's been one of the president's sharpest GOP critics.
It's not as though Mitt Romney will be opposing Trump's positions or voting against his legislation. But if Trump gets into any real trouble, Romney won't be there to defend him.
When he took office, President Trump suggested hammering out peace in the Middle East is not as difficult as people have thought. Now he's threatened to cut off aid to the Palestinians, claiming on Twitter there's no appreciation or respect.
The Palestinian Authority has described President Trump's threat to cut off aid as blackmail. In a statement, senior official Hanan Ashrawi said Mr. Trump sabotaged the peace process when he recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Now, Now, she added, he dares to blame the Palestinians for the consequences of his own irresponsible actions. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Iran's state media has aired footage of what it says are pro-government demonstrations in several cities. It's a counterweight to the deadly protests against the government that have gone on for days. American UN Ambassador Nikki Haley says the Trump administration is with those protesters.
We must not be silent. The people of Iran are crying out for freedom. All freedom-loving people must stand with their cause.
The president of the Mormon Church has died at his home in Utah. Thomas Monson was 90 years old. He spent more than 5 decades in church leadership. 2 words could hold the key for people with heart disease and some cancers: artificial intelligence. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
British researchers have developed an artificial intelligence, or AI, system that can read medical scans faster, cheaper, and far better than human doctors, potentially improving the diagnosis rate for heart disease and lung cancer. Preliminary trials in cardiology units suggest the AI greatly outperformed the human heart specialists, seeing details the eye can't detect. Its inventors claim AI could cut in half the billions spent on diagnostic tests each year. Steve?
The University of Arizona's fired head football coach Rich Rodriguez days after a bowl game loss, and a day after word got out that state officials are looking into hostile workplace claims. No winner in last night's Mega Millions lottery drawing. The jackpot for Friday's drawing will hit $418 million. The Powerball drawing tonight is worth $440 million. A new analysis says the water cooler can't compete with a modern-day time waster on the job.
Are you a cyber loafer at work? A new study suggests that nearly half of workers are spending more than 2 hours a day on the internet for personal purposes. What's more, it's not just about wasting the boss's time. Researchers say employees using company computer systems for personal matters raise the risk of that company falling victim to cyber criminals. Surfing the internet on company time is now the number one distraction at work. Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
California's Department of Transportation has taken down 2 fake road signs, one at the Arizona line, the other at the Nevada border. The signs mockingly welcomed people to an official sanctuary state that's home to felons and illegals. Democrats need the votes, one said. California has a brand new sanctuary state law for undocumented immigrants. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.